DW.
The most well-known gilded cage in New York is in Midtown Manhattan, on the famed Fifth Avenue. Officially, it's known as Trump Tower. The windows from the opulent penthouse offer a stunning view of the southeastern corner of Central Park, just two blocks to the north. It's here that another gilded cage is currently on display, an 8-meter-high metal pavilion, painted gold by artist Ai Weiwei.
I made the sculpture gold because to please him, you know, to make it very friendly.
But the sculpture's shiny gold bars are probably the only thing likely to please Trump. The artist's views on borders could not be more different to those of the U.S. president.
When the Berlin Wall collapsed, there's only 11 fences exist in the world. But today, there's over 70 fences. Especially what happened in U.S., you know, we have policies to limits, the very low limits, to accept refugees, and also trying to push away a lot of people already work here, born here, or made a great contribution to the society.
Build that wall! Build that wall! Build that wall!
It's just a short walk from Ai Weiwei's gilded cage to the opulent skyscraper owned by Trump, who has vowed to build more borders and kick out millions of immigrants from the U.S.
We have new policies on traveling ban. We also want to build a so-called beautiful wall, which is an unsinkable policy.
Ai Weiwei's installation resembles a gigantic birdcage, with two circles of fencing enclosing a clearing in the middle. People can enter through turnstiles, similar to those used in airports or at border crossings. But here, the entrance isn't guarded. People can come and go as they please. The sculpture is one of 300 different works of art currently being displayed by Ai Weiwei across New York. Some are on top or in between private buildings or bus shelters. The citywide exhibition is titled Good Fences Make Good Neighbors and is Ai Weiwei's largest public art project to date. Nicholas Baum, the director of New York's Public Art Fund and the chief curator of the exhibition, says the subject was chosen this past spring.
He came to New York to do the first of several site visits, and we were sitting in a cafe, and he sketched on a napkin an idea of fences on rooftops.
Alongside the sculptures, Ai Weiwei has attached some 200 banners to lampposts around the city, showing the faces of immigrants and refugees. Screens at bus shelters and in other areas, usually covered with ads, now feature photos taken on Ai Weiwei's recent trips to refugee camps. The exhibition is a quiet, mostly unobtrusive way to redefine the space in New York, a place that has been fundamentally defined by the immigrant experience. The exhibition is also a declaration of love for New York. Ai Weiwei lived here for a decade in the 1980s, studying art.
And in the 80s, being an artist here is not easy. You know, most artists are working in restaurants, or working all kinds of jobs. Still, it's a city every artist wants to be. I learned so much from this city. You know, it's a city you never feel you're a foreigner. I have to do something to pay back my respect, my love.
Baum first invited Ai Weiwei to collaborate on the show 8 years ago. And the past years have been a test of endurance for Ai Weiwei. Back in China, he stood up for his convictions and suffered brutal police attacks. He was arrested, subject to house arrests, and prohibited from traveling abroad. On his return to the U.S., Baum encountered a different Ai Weiwei. Changed, but not weakened.
I think that certainly added even more strength to his character. He's a very gentle person, but with tremendous strength. He also has, I think, a lot of humanity and wisdom and is able to share that.
Sharing his insights is also what the artist has tried to do with his new documentary. When Ai Weiwei lived in the East Village in the 1980s, on 3rd Street between Avenue A and B, he gained one insight in particular.
New York is great only because New York is mixed. It's people from everywhere, and they are so passionate and contribute all the talent.
DW.